The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Ayin. Today's daf is being studied by Zecher Nishmat Mor Zekeli, by Yosef Ben Sarah. Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechem Begin Eidel Amen. Fuad Shelema, Moshe Ben Dina, Shlomo Ben Miriam, Rachel, Ruhama, Sarah, Ruhama, Bat, Rachel and Sarah Bat Rachel, Enna Refara Dahem, for the nefesh, for the guf, for the kribad, for the chenin, and so on. Amen. We begin today's daf on Samech Tet Amud Bet, and we are three lines from the bottom. Ba'e Rabbah. We're continuing learning some of the different questions that Rabbah had regarding different leshonot, the people that make nidarim. Now the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions in a row. Ba'i Rabba, kiyem lechi hayom. So the fellow says to his, let's say he's the husband, and he's engaged, na'arame orasa, which the husband has rights. So he came along and he said, kiyem lechi hayom, I'm mekayeming your neder for today. Mahu, so we don't know, what does that mean, he's mekayeming the neder for today? Is it as if he's saying that today it's mekuyam, but tomorrow it's going to be mufar, and therefore the neder is indeed mufar? Or dilma halo amarla, or maybe not. You didn't say mufar, and therefore you don't mefir a neder through an implication. Round on the bottom, two lines on the bottom. Ba'ir Rava, kiyem lechi hayom mau. Mi amrinan keman de amar mufar lechi lemahar. Dehaki ka amar kiyem lechi hayom bilvad. Maybe that's what it means. Just today, for today, I want it to be mikuyam, but already by tomorrow it's going to be mufar. Odilma halu amar mufar lechi lemahar. You didn't say those words, so therefore the kiyum is a kiyum. That's the question. Can you make a hafara through an implication? That's the crystallized that question. Can hafara be made through an implication? So the Gemara says that imtim silomar halu amarla. When you go with an imtim silomar, that means it adopts that side of the safek and takes that as the answer. So if you want to tell me that you have to say it and you cannot have an implied hafara, and if when the guy said kiyem nechi lemahar, it's not considered as if it's mufar, meaning imtim silomar halu amarla, you didn't say it, which means you cannot make an implied hafara. What about the next case? See, each case builds on the case before. Amar la mufar lechi lemahar. Let's say he said it. He said that I'm going to be mefer the neder tomorrow. Mau. Mi amrinan lemahar lo matzi mefar. Too late. You can't make a farah tomorrow. Da'a kaimal le nedre ayom. Because bottom line, the neder was already mekuyam today. Which means we know that hafarah has to be made on the day that he hears it. So if he comes along and says mufar le mahar, even though he said it, but it's too late. It's the next day. Or dilma, or maybe I could say no. Kevan delo amar la kiyem lechi hayom. Since he didn't say alone kiyem lechi hayom, ki ka amar la mufar lechi le mahar mehayom ka amar. Which means since he didn't say that he wants to mekayem today. So when he says mufar de ma'at, it means already starting from now, the hafara. Since he didn't say specifically or explicitly that he wants to mekayem it today. So therefore, the Gemara's questions are, you want to tell me that you can't make an implication of your hafara? What if you explicitly said hafara? You said, but hafara de ma'at. So one side of the question is, well, hafara de ma'at, too late. Hafara de ma'at means day passed. Day passed, no good. Or do you say, no, that since he didn't say kiyem lechi ayom, so he didn't say the words kiyum, so could be hafara al-mahar really means it starts now. Yeah? Look at the top ran. Vimtim silomar halo amarla. Mehaid lishna mashma, diilu amar kiyem lechi ayom, ubufar lechi de mahar, pshita le de mahani. Which means from this language, where the Gemara says, halo amarla, you didn't say mufarla. Mashma, that if the guy did say mufar, I mean, if he said kiyem lechi hayom u mufar lechi l'mahar, especially from the top line of the Gemara, then for sure it's okay. So now the Ran says, Ubatarachi mashma dilomahani. But later on, the Ran's going to make an implication. It's mashma that that case where you said, Kiyem nechi ayom, umufa lechi limahar, doesn't work. Why? Dadar ba'e, mufa lechi limahar mahu. That was the next question. Mufa lechi limahar. Now what's that question? Or dilma kivan dilo amar kiyem nechi ayom, ki amar le mufa lechi limahar, mayom ka amar. Anna pshita lil rabat, yidu amar la kiyem nechi ayom, mufa lechi limahar, lo mahani. Right, one of the sides of this question, the second question was what? Or do you say, since he didn't say kiyem lechi hayom, mufa lechi demahar? I know the Gemara just said, "Od dilma kiman delo amar kiyem lechi hayom, ki kamar la mufa lechi demahar mayom kamar." Mashma that if you said kiyem lechi mayom mufa lechi demahar, for sure it's going to be mikuyam. So if we have a stira in that case. There's a stira in the implications of the Gemara that I'm pointing out, where you said kiyem lechi ayom umufa lechi nemar. From the top line of the Gemara, this mashaf you said it, so therefore it's going to be mufar. From the answer of the next query of the Gemara, it's mashma that it's not going to be. That it is going to be mikuyam. So the Ran comes along and says, "Ama pshita lel rabat di ilu amal kiyem lechi ayom umufa lechi nemar lo maani de kashan hadadi." So the Ran says, "Ela de Rabba bechulihu gabne mesafkele." Point. Rabba is mesupak in all cases. Vehi kaamar imtim silvara lo halo kaamar la nishnak kati anakat. It's the language is a cut language. It's not a full language. Venechen ame the ba'edimar imtim silvara halo amar la velo od ela dafilu amar lo mehani. Which means the Ran's coming along and saying it doesn't matter. The Gemara's mesupak when a guy says kiyem lechi Hayom umufar lemahar. The Gemara has a safek on that case, as well as the case where he didn't say kiyem lechiyom. He just said mufar lechi lemahar. In both cases, Rava does not know what the answer is. So the Gemara's question is like this: the first question was the guy just said kiyem lechi lemahar. It's not. He didn't say afar at all. So the was kiyem lechi lemahar. How do you could you make afar with an implication? So the Gemara said, if you're going to tell me that you can't make hafara with an implication, imtum silmar halu amarla, you didn't say. And you know what? Even if you did say it, even if you did say kiyem lechi ayum umufar lechi demachar, even if you said it, but bottom line, since you said kiyem lechi first, so maybe that hafara doesn't follow, or maybe no. Maybe when you say kiyem lechi ayom umufad lechi lemar, because you said hafara, maybe it is hal. So Gemara is a safek on a case where you said mufar, but you were magdim it either with a kiyum or you didn't say kiyum at all. Both sides the Gemara wants to know. So comes the Gemara and says the intem selomar. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line. Afilu achi kevan de kimo hayom lemahar keman de ite dame, which means. And if you're going to tell me, afilu hachi, still, kevan de kimo ayom, since you said kiyem lechi hayom, lemahar kemand ite dame. It's like tomorrow the kiyum is still around. And therefore, even though you said hafara, it doesn't matter. Once you preceded it with a kiyum, so the kiyum is hal, and therefore you cannot make hafara the next day. And then Ran explains that. Mishum de kevan damar mufar lechi lemahar beklad de ukme hayom. Because he said mufar tomorrow. Mashma today is mikuyam, either imply or if you said it. Either way, v'kevad ukme ayom lemachar, kevad di'ite damid demachar enos benafara, because tomorrow's not the day of afara, afara's going to be today. So therefore, clearly I'll tell you what, that your kiyum is a kiyum, because it's the next day. So the Gemara says, what about the next case? Kiyem lechi sha'a. Now he does everything on the same day. He says, I'm mikayeming it this hour, followed by a hafara the next hour. There, maybe it's different because there, I'm not pushing that hafara to the next day that's out of its time. See, the question of that hafara the next day was, maybe I say, since I put it the next day, I really mean it starting from now. Or maybe not. Say, no, it doesn't mean that. Once you put hafara to tomorrow, it means for tomorrow, it's too late. But maybe if you do it by hour. I want kiyum at 2 o'clock, and I want hafara at 3 o'clock. Now, miyamrina kemad amar lemufar lechi leachar sha'a dame. Do we say that it's like he said, I want hafara after a certain hour, and therefore it would be okay, because it's the same day. Or dilma halo amarla. Or do we say, he didn't say that, because he didn't say the word hafara. He just said, kiyem lechi sha'a. You understand? He didn't say the word hafara. It's an implication. But maybe an implication on the same day where it's viable is better. You see, before we were making the implication for the next day. Next day, okay, they can say you're out of the league already. It's the next day. Mashaykh, I said, Kiyim lechil sha'ah. Okay, sha'ah, and then that means what? And then the next hour, I want that farat kick in. And it can't kick in the next hour because it's the same day. Right? It's not late. So Gemara says, look at the Ran. Kiyim lechil sha'ah mao. Delodami sha'ah. Ve'ahar sha'ah liyomu mahar. Right. 1 hour to the next hour is not the same as today to tomorrow. Mishum de'aka kulu yoma barafarao. Perfect, because the whole day is it's sayak to make hafara. So goes the imtum say lomar halu amar la. It's still, if you want to tell me you didn't say it, bottom line, you don't even go with an implication even on the same day. Amar la mai. What if you did say it? What if the guy said kiyem the sha'a at 2 o'clock? I want hafara at 3 o'clock. You said it. Well, me amne kiyem the kaimo kaimo. Do you say another? Once you made a kiyum. That's it, the kiyum hits, and you can't undo your kiyum, even though you made it the sha'ah. Odilma, kevan dechuda yoma bara kama bara farahu. Since the whole day is viable for kama or hafara, ki amar mufalechi la hasha'ah mani. Or do you say, no, since you're still within the same day, even though you made a kiyum for sha'ah, you can now follow it up by a hafara an hour later. Or do you say, no, once you make kiyum, that's a kiyum hits. You can't go reverse to make hafara, even though you're on the same day. That's the two sides of that question. So the Gemara says, tashema. Hareni Nazira. Right, a lady comes along and says she's going to be a Nazira. A female Nazir, right? Veshama Ba'ala. Husband heard. Va'amar Va'ani. So he comes along and says, you know what? Me also. I'm also going to be a Nazir. So he heard his wife say, Hareni Nazira. So he comes and says, wow, phenomenal. Va'ani. Huh? It's a regular wife. It's the same thing. I mean, he comes along and says, I also want to be a Nazir. Good. En yachol lehafir. That's it. He loses his rights of it. Because that's a kiyum. Because again, for his neder to be Nazir, she's got to be a Nazir as well. I'm making my Nazirut contingent on your Nazirut, right? So it's as if he was Mikayim. So comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking about? Ve'amai. Nema va'ani de'amaru al nafsha, which means al nafsha, meaning va'ani means he's talking about himself. Davi nazir, aval hareni nazira dila, but her nazirut, disha'a hat kaima, lahar sha'a iba elefar, amai en yachol lafer. Which means let the guy, the husband, look at his nazirut, he's accepting va'ani, no problem. But the Gemara Nazirut, let him be Mekayim for now, just so his Nazirut could be Hal, and then an hour later, be Meferet. If you're telling me that you could Mekayim 1 hour and Meferet the other hour, why is her Nazirut conclusively a Nazirut? Let him say Va'ani. How will I turn Va'ani? Meaning, okay, the Gemara, me, just like she's a Nazira, I also want to be a Nazira. Very good. Now he's a Nazir. Now let him come an hour later and say what? And now I want to be Meferet. Ella must, but you didn't give me that option because you told me she is a Nazira. Why is she definitely a Nazira? Implying that option of being mefer an hour later doesn't apply. Why shouldn't it apply? Why can't you make a Ella must be Ella la mishum de kevan de kaimo kaimo. Ella the pshat is once you made kiyum, that's it. It's chal. Half an hour later, why is not going to work? Again, the statement was she is a Nazira. As if to say, that's it. She is. Once you say va'ani, that's a kiyum, and that's it. She's a nazir. Why? I can give you another option. You make kiyum, meaning for yourself. Ani, I'm a nazir. And the gabeha, an hour later, just say hafara. So you can say a nazir. She's out. Ela must be what? Since you made a kiyum, you cannot make it hafara an hour later. Why? Because much of a kiyum, the kiyum is hal. So we answered our question that even a kiyum that's followed up by a hafara an hour later, no good. The kiyum is hal. So Gemara says, who told you? No comparison. Gemara says, look, kasabar kol va'ani keman da'amar kiyem lechi le'olam dame. The guy did not say over here, kiyum l'sha'a. What did the guy say? Va'ani. Me also. When a guy says me also, that's like you were mekayim le'olam. Which means, maybe in economic, maybe you can make hafara an hour later, on the same day. You have no idea from this. Once already the guy says about his wife was nazir, va'ani, That's like he's solidifying the neder of his wife and saying kiyum conclusively. Because he's making himself contingent on his wife's neder, that his nizrut is contingent, and therefore it's hal le'olam, meaning past that day. So if you have no ra'ayah in this case, in the case of Shah, look at the Ran. Va'amar, va'ani, en yachol lafer, tekevan damar va'ani, shitfis benizinuta, right, he made his neder of nizrut contingent on his wife's. He's showing that he likes his wife's neder. He's happy with it. It's like he made a kiyum lenezinuta. Maybe said on himself. He was mekayim it for an hour just to accept upon himself. But let him be mifid an hour later. If you say it works, which means it doesn't matter if you said it at the same time or you said it later on. Which there would be no difference if you said kiyem lechisha'a v'mufal leharsha'a. If you said it at one time, or if you said kiyem lechi at 2 o'clock, and then 3 o'clock you said hefer lechi. Then I'm just saying there would be no difference when you made the reverse. Whether you did it in one shot. At 2 o'clock, you said everything. Kiyem lechi, and an hour later, I want it to be mufar. Or you didn't say anything about that until an hour later. It's the same point. So that was the Gemara's question. As you see, what since we mekayem it, that's why she remains a nezira. You cannot figure out. No answer for me. Why? When you said va'ani, keman de'amar kiyem lechi le'olam dame. We did not answer this question. Comes out ulchumra. We have to be mahmir. Right? It's a fake darim lechumra. And therefore, in a case where a guy said kiyem lechi le'sha'a ve'sha'achar kach mufar, we have to say that maybe the kafara cannot follow up. Maybe the kiyum is a kiyum legamre. And therefore, we have to be mahmir. But we were not able to prove it from this case, but we have to be noheg, the humrat, to say that the neder is mikuyam, because that's the way you have to be mahmir. Here's the next Mishnah. Meta av. Okay, we learned these cases earlier. Meta av, let's say, we're talking about a na'ara mu'rasa. So what do we say by na'ara mu'rasa? The father and the ma'al have rights to jointly mefer the neder. So it says meta'av, let's say the father now died, lo nitrukna leshut the ba'al. He doesn't transfer his rights to the ba'al. Mm-hmm. Right? The ba'al does not have rights not to be mefer. That's stuck. The neder is there now. No father, the neder is there. Meta ba'al, however, the opposite. If the husband died, nitrukna leshut le'av. The transferring of the leshut goes to the father. So advantage father. Bezeh, the Mishnah says that out clearly. Which is in this case over here, the power of the father is stronger than the power of the Baal. But in another scenario, the husband's power is strong. In which case, because the husband can make hafara and when she is a bogeret, we'll see what that means. But a father cannot make hafara when she is a bogeret. Bogeret literally means when she's 12 and 6 months. She's out of the father's issue, but she's still considered in the husband's issue, the gaber. Hafara, we'll see what that is referring to. It has to be referred to a specific case, because we learned already in the Mishnah, the Ran originally pointed out to us that even a bogeret that is engaged, so therefore, since the father cannot make hafara, then the Baal cannot make hafara also, because he needs the shutafut of the father. And he was telling me that they have a case of bogeret where the father's out and the Baal is in. What could be the case? In a normal case of bogeret, since she leaves the father's reshut, she also now cannot be mufar by the husband, because again, you need shutafut. So we'll see exactly the case. But the Gemara analyzes something more basic first. My ta'ama. What's the reason? What's the reason for what? So that the Ran explains, what's the reason why the husband doesn't inherit the father? When the father dies, how come he doesn't inherit his power? That's the question the Gemara. My ta'ama. You know why? Damar kira bin ureha bet aviha. Period. Which means, as long as she is a ne'ara, even if she's me'orasa, she's always considered bet aviha. And therefore, even if the father died, doesn't matter. Bet aviha. And therefore, that power is never given over and transferred to the Baal. Look at the Ran. Bin Ureya bet aviha. Three lines on the bottom. Ma'ashma afagav delete le'av. Even though the father's not around, she's bet aviha. She's in the father's house, even though there's no father. Akati ite bet aviha. She's still considered a bet aviha as long as she is a na'ara. Now the Gemara asks another question. Meta ba'al, right? You said if the husband dies, nitrokna reshut le'av. We said it, his power of hafara is transferred to the father. I mean, the father now can make hafara for himself and hafara also on behalf of the husband. He has that right. Minalan, what's the source for that? So amar abad, amar kira, vimhayo tiye le'ish undarea aleha. Now he's making a derasha over here from the double language, imhayo tiye. What's the derasha? So the Gemara says, "Makish kodme havaya sheniya lekodme havaya rishona. Ma kodme havaya rishona av mefer lechode, av kodme havaya sheniya av mefer lechode." Which means imhayo tiye. That's referring to a girl that what? She was engaged twice. Imhayo tiye. So we're making a kish between before the second engagement to before the first engagement. Just like before the first engagement, the father has all rights, so too before the second engagement. Why is she engaged the second time? Is she getting, because the first one died, the husband, the father has all rights. Again, that just like before the first engagement, she's single. Yeah. The father has all the rights. So too before the second engagement, when the first Baal died, her father has all rights. That's mashma, that the father inherits the Baal. Look at the Ran on top. Makish avayari shona l'shiniya kilomar. Shedin shiniya kedin lishona. Ma kodme rishona. Av mefer lechudeh. Av kodme shiniya nameh. Lahar mitat ba'al av mefer lechudeh. So comes Gemara and says, Ve'ema. Who told you? Ve'ema ani mile benedarim shelon nir'u le'arus. Which means, maybe I'll tell you that what you're telling me, that the father inherits. So I'm going to say it in the minimum case. Maybe it's in a case where the Arus did not find out about the Nidarim yet. So therefore, really, he didn't have jurisdiction yet. Which means it's possible that the Arus didn't find out about the Nidar, right? So therefore, maybe in those cases where it never entered the Arus's jurisdiction because he didn't find out about it, maybe those type of Nidarim, the father inherits. Aval. But on the Darim that already the Arus had in his jurisdiction because he knew about them. Maybe the father doesn't have it. How do you know even in those Darim? So he goes, hold it. If you want to tell me your cases where it's talking about the Darim that the Arus didn't know about, that I have another pasuk for those. I know that from the pasuk of Bin Ureya Bet Aviya. And we'll see how. So therefore, must be the other pasuk in Mayot Teyeh is talking about even the darim that was nir'u le'arus. Otherwise, what do I need? Two pasukim. Now, what's the two pasukim? So look at the Ran on top. Third line. Ema, hani mi libin darim shlo nir'u le'arus. Dumya de kodme havayari shona. Which means, before the havayari shona, before she gets engaged, those are obviously the darim that the arus doesn't know about. Because there's no arus. Right? Before she gets engaged the first time, those are cases where the arus is not involved, right? Shlo nir'u l'arus. Klal aval b'nedarim shenir'u l'arus, kilomar sheshama otam kodim shemet, olam emalak de lo matzim efar. Which is maybe make your hekesh imayotiye, make it exactly the same. Just like before the first irusin, the arus doesn't know about it, because there's no arus. So too maybe after the first irusin, before the second irusin, it's talking about only nedarim that the arus did not know about. Meaning, mamash make a kesh exactly what it's all talking about with the arus did not know about him. Umadrinane, benedarim shlone de ula arus, bibin urea betabia nafka. We know that already. From the case of ne'urea betabia. What's ne'urea betabia? A regular single girl. A single girl who gets the rights to be mefer? The father. And that's a case of what? Lo nir'u la arus, because there's no arus yet. So, lo nir'u la arus already, I know from benurea betabia. So, must be imayot hiye. Must be telling me another hadush that even in cases where it was nirul arus kevan de lo zakah ben arus chlal vekeshal in darim. When you wait to say kesh for the darim, which means im hayot ye shenirul arus is tariq. This is going on the case of even where he knows about them. The av leodem mefer. Now the Ran speaks out an interesting point that this is what we say that
So now we're talking about a case where, let's say, the girl was engaged. Beautiful. At the time of engagement, the father and the husband have joint rights. The guy now dies. Everything, and the husband knew about the nidr. Husband knew about it. Doesn't matter. Husband dies, all the power goes back to the father. But the Ran speaks out, the father gets the power so long as she's not engaged again. But let's say she doesn't get engaged. She gets engaged to the second guy now. Now he gets the kawah. The power goes to the second. The father's only powerful when she's not engaged. But the second husband, the second arus, is yoresh the power of the first one. And if we can be mefer, let's speak that in the Ran. He says it. Aval nit arsa. If she got the arusa. Hatanya lekaman beed the avia ba'ala aharon mefirin zareh mishum delo dami lekodmei avia rishona. Right, it's not similar to kodmei avia rishona, because kodmei avia rishona there was no arus at all. Here there's an arus, and therefore even though it's the second arus, doesn't matter. Second arus has power, so therefore they're not just speaking that point out. So good. So it comes out the maaseh. We learned two points from this subject. Point number one, that the husband is not yoresh the father. The husband is not yoresh the father. Why? Because it says bin ureha bet aviya, that as long as she's a na'ara, she's by bet aviya, even if the father dies. And the second point we're learning over here is that the father is yoresh, the husband. And how do you know that from? Imayo teyeh. That just like before the first engagement, the father has full rights, imayo, so too teyeh. After the first engagement, before the second engagement, the father has all rights on all sorts of nedarim. Even if the husband knew about the nedar, it was neder la arus, which means technically it fell into his jurisdiction, so he had a kawah, doesn't matter. And kol sheken, in the case where it was not neder la arus, that's for sure the father is yoresh. Comes the Gemara now and says, based on the last point of our Mishnah, we said in the last case of our Mishnah, an arus has the rights to be mefer the nedarim of a bogeret. Okay, Bogeret, we said it's like from 12 and 6 months on, that's considered she's maturity, she's like an adult. So at that stage, right, the Arus has Kawah to be mefer, where the father does not. Now we're stuck here because we want to know the case. What's the case where you're telling me? Because normally we understand that a Bogeret, if the father cannot be mefer, so the husband also loses his rights if he's an Arus because he doesn't have to shoot the foot of the father. So what's the case over here that you tell me a bogeret, advantage husband and disadvantage father? So the Gemara says, "Bezeh yafeh kawah ha'av mikawah ha'bal." Right, that was the first case. So now the Gemara goes into the second case of the bogeret. Hechi dameh, what's the scenario? Ilema shikincha kishi na'ara. If the case is talking about where the guy made a kiddushin when she was a na'ara, ubagra, and then what? She became a bogeret. Mechdi. Yeah, let's analyze it. Mita motzi'a. This is Rida Gota Bach over here. Mita motzi'a mirshut av. And the Bach continues to say, ubagrut motzi'a. And bagrut also is motzi'a mirshut av. Ma mita lo nitrokna reshut la ba'al, af bagrut lo nitrokna reshut la ba'al. So the Gemara starts off like this. We have a rule. Mita motzi'a mirshut av. Speak that out. What is mita? Which means if the father dies, so that's motzi'a from the reshut of the father. Which means, look at the Ran. Ran starts off mechdi. Look at the mechdi. Mita motzi'a mirshut av. Dekevan shemet. Once the father dies, paka zechute. His zechut is gone, which means what? Velo matzi lehorisho lebanav. He cannot inherit his power to break his child's neder to his children. Venav kalam medikdi v'nachaltem otam lebnechem. Velo zechut benotechem lebnechem. You cannot inherit the zechut that you had on your daughters to your children. So therefore, mita is mafkiyah the koach of the father, which means he doesn't have a right to bequeath it. So again, mita motzi'a. Mita, death of the father, is motzi'a. Ubagrut motzi'a mreshutav. And bagrut also. As we know, a father cannot be mefer the nedarim of a bogeret, because it says bin ureha bet abiya. I mean, once she becomes a bogeret, the father does not have. Right, so we want to make a case between mita and bagrut. And we're going to say what? Ma mita lo nidrokna leshut
the Baal, just like in the case where the father died. His reshut is not transferred to the Baal, like we just learned, right? When the father dies. Right? Let's say she's not on Meursa now. Does death transfer?
No,
no, death does not transfer to the Baal. Af Pagrut. So to Bagrut, lo nitrukna reshut la Baal. Which means, so to in Bagrut, the zechut of the father does not transfer to the husband. And therefore, we don't say that the Arus can do it himself. Otpam, we're making a hekesh between the way death works and the way Bagrut is going to work. Let's talk about a regular case. A father dies. That's it, his power is gone. When she's single, let's say, right? His koach is gone. What do you mean?
Lock.
Which means it doesn't go to his children. So, right, it doesn't. He can inherit that koach, that zechut, to his children to be mefen nedarim. So just like mita, there's no transfer of koach, and so too the Gemara was ubagrut motzi amrishtav. Also, bagrut does the same thing, as we learned. Ben oriyah bet aviyah. The father only has kochot to be mefen his daughter's neder when she is a ne'ara. But once she becomes a bogeret, motzi'a mirshut, just like mita is motzi'a mirshut. Oh, so ma mita, just like death, lo nitrok na rishut ba'al, rishut ba'al, just like, let's say now she was engaged. Now she's engaged. And the husband dies. Does it go to the Baal?
The
father dies. Does it go to the Baal? No. Lo nitrok, because we learned that already.
So too,
bagrut, when she becomes a bogeret, the husband is not going to be receiving any transfer. Which means, a husband cannot be mefer nedarim when she is a bogeret without the shutafut of the father. So we're back to a query. What case then did the Mishnah say that a arus can? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the case. The case is talking about Ela, the case is talking about Shekidsha Kishihi Bogeret. The case is talking about where he made the Kiddushin when she already was a bogeret. It wasn't a case where you started with the shutafut to the father when she was a na'arama urasa and then she became a bogeret. Because once you get the shutafut to the father, you're stuck with the father. Ela what? She was 12 and a half, which is she was out of the father's reshut already, and that's when the arus made a kedushin. So it says, Ela shekidsha kishehi bogeret. Now, look at the Ran. Ela. We're going to say now, We're not finished the case. Because I don't care if she's a bogeret. So what? If the father doesn't have rights, so the Baal alone is not going to have rights also if he is in Arusa. If he's in Arus, if he's engaged, that's not enough. Ella, we're going to say the case is like this. Remember we learned in Masechet Ketubot that after a certain time, already, right, if a year passes or 30 days, depending on who we're talking about, and he committed to marry her, so now he's Hayav to Mefanesa. If that year passed and he didn't make the wedding yet, so the Hakamim said, now you got to start giving her Mezonot, because you're delaying it already. How long are you going to hold her? Because she's not getting support, and you said you're going to marry her. So the law is, it's considered already as if they're married, the Inyan Nedarim. So what's the case where the father doesn't have rights and the husband has rights of Bagrut, where he got engaged, they got engaged at the time of Bagrut, and they set the date, and he went past the date. Now already he has to start giving her Mizonot. So therefore we consider it the Inyan Nedarim, just like the Inyan Parnasa, that you're married. Therefore when they're married, what's the deen? Father has no rights, we'll get it. The father has no rights, the husband has all the rights. That's the case. When the Gemara is going to ask, you're right. That is the ultimate answer. But the Gemara's question is going to be, but we know that already. We know this law from a different place. So what do you need to tell me that in our Mishnah? And where do we know that from a different place? So the Gemara comes along and says, we know it from where? From the case in Ketubot. Gemara says, Atanina. Hadazimna. We notice already, actually, later on, what does it say? Habogeret shishata shenem asar chodesh. Clearly, Mishnah. A bogeret that, waits the 12 months. I'll read you the end of that Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's not in the Gemara, I'm reading it outside. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ho ilu ba'ala chayav bimizonotea, yafirit nidra. The Firush. Since the husband is obligated to support her, makes a farah of her nedarim. So therefore, it's a beferush mishnah later on. What did the mishnah have to come and tell me this case? So Gemara says, oh, before we're going to reconcile,
The Gemara has a side question.
The Gemara says, hold it. Agufa kasha. We have a question. Amar tabogeret sheshata shnemasar chodesh. Right?
You told me that a bogeret that waits the 12 months,
right? Bebogeret. Lama li shnemasar chodesh.
What do you need 12 months by a bogeret?
Bogeret b'shtoshim yom sagi.
Oh. The rule that we learned in Masechet Ketubot is a bogeret, is the 30-day rule on a bogeret. It's not a 12-month situation. So, side question.
Yeah.
Forget about if it's redundant or not. That we'll answer in a minute. We just have a question with your times, which means the bogeret is not a 12-month item before she starts getting panasa. She starts getting panasa already after 30 days. So how do you reconcile that?
So
we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Tini... Bogeret, comma, v'sheshahata shenim asar chodesh. But you don't read it together. Bogeret sheshahata shenim asar chodesh. Read it. Bogeret, comma, I mean bogeret 30 days. And then whatever that waited 12 months, also you have the din of afarat nedarim after 12 months. So therefore, we reconciled the 12-month, 30-day business. Now, what is that subject of 30 days and 12 months? So, I'll remind you of what we learned in Masechet Ketubot. He says, Gemara Masechet Ketubot brings down the opinion of Rav Huna. Boger bagra yom ehad. She's a bogeret one day. She's 12 years and 6 months. Vinit kadsha. Notnim la shiloshim yom ke almana. She gets 30 days just like an almana that's getting remarried. Vahidu, she'isha shenit kadesha lachal shebagra en mamtinim la shlem asar chodesh. You don't wait 12 months. Ela, notnim la shiloshim yom bilvad lachin et sorken nisu'eha. Meaning, we give her, what's the 30 days at all for? You got to give her time to prepare for the wedding.
Okay? Af apishi betula. She can mistama, because she could assume, hechina et takshitea lifne shebagra.
She's probably, before she was a bogeret, she wants to get married, right? So she's preparing all the necessities that she needs for a wedding. She wants to get married right away. So once she's a bogeret, you could assume that she's basically ready. So you just give her a 30-day courtesy. Now, so the question is, so why does it say a bogeret 12 months? We know the bogeret din is 30 days, right? So to that, the Gemara answers, you're right. Bogeret technically is a 30-day situation. What's that? Which means, kolomar, bogeret sheshata kedina v'na'ara sheshata shnem asar chodesh. Because that's the law of a na'ara. No matter when a na'ara gets married, you always give the na'ara because she's not ready. Na'ara, she wasn't anticipating and all that. She's still young, so na'ara always gets 12 months, and a bogeret will get that period of time. Now, the Gemara in Ketubot, just as a side point, you have to know, and he writes this here, that a bogeret is not always a 30-day situation. It's not necessarily always 30 days. Ela notnim la shnem asar chodesh miyom shebagra. You do give her 12 months. How? He says v'im ledugma nitarsa la'achar she'avru aleh shisha chodeshim bebagruta. Let's say she was a bogeret ready for 6 months. Notnim la od shisha chodeshim bebad. So you knock off 6 months and you give her 6 more months to finish the 12 months. Kedel la'shnim l'shnem asar chodesh v'im nitarsa la'acher. Only let's say after 12 months passed, after the time of bogeret, then already she's raised 13 and a half. So then already you give her 30 days. So therefore, technically, you do have a case of 12 months of bogeret. In the case, because that's the maskana of the Gemara Ketubot. Gemara says that if she gets married at 12 and 6 months, engaged, start the clock. She has 12 months from that time. The only time she'll get 12 months is when she gets engaged on the day of her bagrut. And therefore the Gemara is saying over here, that's far-fetched to say that you're limiting it to that one case. Because when you're telling me over here where it says, a bogeret that took 12 months, but you're limiting the case where it's happened on that second when she got engaged. Any other day she gets engaged is not 12 months. So that's why, you're right, read the Mishnah like this. Bogeret, comma, whatever the time is. Because the bogeret is it's a fluctuating time. If she got married, engaged that day, it's 12 months. If she got engaged 12 months later, it's 30 days. So you can't put a set time on bogeret. So just write in the Mishnah, ha bogeret, whatever it is, and then in the ara, which is automatically 12 months. Okay, but all this is a side point. We got to get back to our original question. Lema'aseh, we know the law already from the Mishnah, the Kaman, that a bogeret, after the given amount of time when the husband is obligated to support her, has rights fully for her nidarim. And in a chedameh, that's a classic case of yafeh koach ba'al mikoach ha'av, where the husband is more powerful than the father. So what do you have to tell me that in our Mishnah? So comes the Gemara, mikol makom kasha, we stop our contradiction. So the Gemara says, we're going to have two answers. Iba'et ema acha davka ubogeret ketani hatam mishum deba'e efluge Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbanan. Which means, really the ikar hiddush over here is in our Mishnah. Acha davka. Which means, he wrote it over here first to tell me the din of a bogeret, that the father doesn't have rights, and the husband has rights. Ubogeret ketani hatam. What did it say over there then? Later on, bishum debaye efluge, because over there we're going to see it's a mahloket between the Bili Ezer and the rabbis. And therefore, it had to bring bogeret again to show me the hadush of that there's a mahloket in that case. What's the case? So look at the Ran. The Ran says, Iba'itema, it's all the way on the bottom, Iba'itema, bogeret tehacha dafka. The hadiktani lahata bishum debaye efluge the Bili Ezer Rabbanan.
Right? It's just telling you, you should know, this is what we said, that the bogeret, the husband has full rights, you should know it's a mahloket later on. So it's not just a mere repetition. I'm adding hadushim later on. I'm telling you, by the way, this is a mahloket. I want you to know, stam, this is the law. But don't think it's widely accepted by everybody. So later on, it's repeating it. So as long as you can add another hadush,
case, yeah.
I added the hadush factor, it's a mahloket. Okay, so once I tell you it's a mahloket, that's exactly, I'm not to repeat it. Now he says like this. The kasheh be'einai, Dinan asks. So what are you talking about? Lishnat de Gemara, I have a problem with the Lashon, he says. The Ka'amar bogeret de'acha dafka. The key hadush is our Mishnah. He's Adrabah. Mishnah Batraita Dafka.
No, meaning the later
one. Later one is Dafka. Why? Ul Gufa it's Tarikh Lashmina Dilon Nismuch Astama. Ka'amar Dabi Listam Vakah Mahloket. Exactly. That second Mishnah is more vital than the first Mishnah. Because I need you to know, don't rely on this Mishnah. Because you should know it's a Mahloket. So how can the Gemara say, our Mishnah is the Ikar? Adrabah, our Mishnah is not the Ikar. If it was the only Mishnah, it would be the Ikar. Once you have a second Mishnah, the second Mishnah has got to be the Dafka. I want to tell me, don't rely on the first Mishnah that you just read, because it's not widely accepted.
Exactly.
So he has a problem with the Lashon of the Gemara. How could you say, Rishon, no. Dafka?
No,
Rishon is not Dafka. The Ikar Mishnah is the second one that comes out. When the Gemara uses that language, Lav Dafka, Ela Lomar Matitin Batraita Batar Kamaita Girira.
He doesn't mean the halakha is like this Mishnah. He means that the second Mishnah is just following the Idush that already was espoused in the first Mishnah. Which is, it started to talk about Bogeret in our Mishnah. That's why I can discuss it. And then the second Mishnah just teach me, don't rely on the first Mishnah. So if you ask me, which one is Dafka, meaning the halakha? The second Mishnah. Because I know already it's not the V'rakol. Because normally we have a rule, when you have a stam Mishnah, with no argument, that's the halakha. But if you have a stam and then a machloket, so already you don't take the stam anymore. Now you already got to deal with the machloket. So therefore, if anything, the next Mishnah is more key. The next Mishnah is very Dafka. It helps. It helps me know the halakha. And what it means... What he mean over here, Dafka, meant here we introduce the case, which is the first introduction of a Bogeret is here, and then the next Mishnah is just a follow-up of what we introduced here. So we have no problem to say it twice, because here it's giving you the stab, there it's giving you the Mahloket, can repeat the case twice to tell you, you should know it's not widely accepted. That's fine. But don't think when the Gemara just said Dafka as if it's saying this is the Ikar Mishnah.
Yeah.
No, it's not the Ikar Mishnah. The Ikar Mishnah really is later on. Because really, that's telling me where the machloket is, and that's very significant when it comes to the halakha. Good. Second answer. Iba'et ema bogeret dafka.
I'll tell you, the next Mishnah is the main Mishnah, where it said that the Bogeret, the husband, has full rights. Ve'aydi de'nasiv resha bazeh nasiv sefana meh. Simple. The Kavadush of Bogeret, by the way, it's next Mishnah, where the Machloket is, and very good. So what do you say in this Mishnah? It's redundant. You know what? We just said it, keden nasba. Keden nasba means derech agaf. Because didn't we say in the first part of the Mishnah, Yafeh kawah ha'av mi kawah ha'ba'al?
Yes.
That's in the case where the husband died, all the power goes to the father, right? So since we said, Yafeh kawah ha'av mi kawah ha'ba'al, so we brought the other side also, Yafeh kawah ha'ba'al mi kawah ha'av, in the case of, but that's that's not the point of our Mishnah.
Right.
I'm discussing transferring power to the husband. But once we showed you to the father, once I showed you advantage father, I brought you advantage husband also, but that's side point. The Ikar Hadush is really later on. Look at the bottom line. Bivaitema. Bogeret tehatam davka. Right. Tehatam ushit hila tanala shmeru din bogeret. Nitinka maita entonat stam ala. It's not even a stam, by the way. Which means, don't learn it like we just learned that. The first answer we said, Amish has a stam, meaning it's discussing it. And later on, it's a machloket. You know what? It's not even a stam. Because Amish, that's not even the point of the Mishnah. It's thrown in just. You want to know where the first time the subject is discussed seriously?
Later on.
So it's really just a machloket. And that's what the Ran says. According to one Tana, you'll have a case also where the Baal is more stronger than the husband. But you know what? We'll see that later on, but just to keep the Mishnah like, you know, Resha and Sefa working in the same concepts, so therefore we put them both in the Mishnah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.